been a little tighter, the world's a little brighter. By The Yarn Maid's Tale. Read by Mist Marauder. If he's being honest, when he first thought about asking Maddie if she'd be his plus one to Derek's wedding, he was entirely convinced that she'd say no. She doesn't know Derek. If he's being even more honest, he hardly knows him either, seeing as it's been years since the last time they actually spoke. And if there was one thing more awkward than going to the wedding of someone you barely knew, it was going to the wedding of someone you didn't know at all. But she's surprising him a little, because she's sitting across from him in the cafe down the street from the dispatch center, nursing the definitely not a bribe breakfast he bought her this morning, and studying the invitation like she's actually considering it. Her eyes catch the date and the time, and she looks up at him like he's just asked her to help him steal the Declaration of Independence, or at the very least, rob a bank. Chim, please don't tell me that this wedding's next weekend and you haven't RSVP'd yet, she chastises, taking a sip of her latte and breaking off a bit of muffin. Not quite, he trails off. So the thing is, I've already RSVP'd, but when I did, I was dating that yoga instructor at the time, but you've broken up and thought I'd go with you instead, Maddie finishes. Yeah, actually, Howie says, twisting his hands into the napkin on the table. He stills his hand once he realizes he's doing it, surprised at how nervous he feels, given that he's known Maddie for years, and asking her to hang out with him shouldn't feel like a teenager trying to ask a girl to prom. But it does, for some reason. He thinks she's about to ask why he can't go by himself, like the rest of the 118 did when he brought it up with them last week. Or at least ask why he's inviting her specifically, when he has several other friends that would probably go if he asked. When she slides the invitation back across the table with a sigh. Okay, but you owe me, Chimney. She points a finger at him as she takes another bite of muffin. He chuckles. Don't I always? It's not often that he finds himself at a loss for words. In fact, his co-workers would probably say the opposite, that he might even have too many of them. But when Maddie opens the door to her apartment, anything he was going to say dies in his throat. She looks incredible, with her hair curled and pulled over one shoulder, the flowy green skirt of her dress swaying as she moves. And he could not, for the life of him, peel his eyes away from her as she stands in front of him in her doorway. Hey, come on in, she says, halfway through fastening an earring as she turns on her heel, motioning for him to follow her with a tilt of her head. Howie clears his throat and nods in greeting, following her into the living room and pulling the door shut behind him. Sorry, I'm running a little late. I didn't like the first few things I put on, she calls back over her shoulder, before turning to face him again. Speaking of, do I look okay? She gestures down at herself as she twirls with a flourish. He wonders if she's not just asking to make conversation because he doesn't think there's any way she's unaware of how incredible she looks. You look more than okay, he answers, once he feels like he can trust himself to speak and not just stammer awkwardly. He's feeling more than a little breathless as she beams at him before flitting around the living room to grab her purse. You look absolutely stunning. He realizes then that he's not being subtle in the way he's gazing at her, and as her eyes meet his, he knows she's caught him. She doesn't say anything, though, doesn't call him out on it, and he's grateful for her discretion. You coming? She asks, back at the doorway now. Her question breaks his train of thought, and he mutters a, hmm? As he turns his head to look at her, before it registers what she's actually saying. Yeah, he replies. Let's go. It's a beautiful wedding, even if it does trudge along at a snail's pace. He chalks it up to the fact that it's a wedding, but even as he tries to force himself to focus, he finds he can't keep his attention on the altar or the couple getting married. Rather, his gaze keeps drifting out of the corner of his eye to Maddie, who's sniffling by the time the couple has exchanged vows and a kiss as spouses. She murmurs an apology as she dabs at her eyes with a tissue she's drawn from her purse, nodding toward the bride. God, isn't she so pretty? Howie nods, but doesn't shift his gaze away from her, as he says, absolutely. Later that evening, long after dinner's been served and cleared away, after the cake's been cut and the couple has completed their first dance, he twirls her around the dance floor and holds her close while the smooth tones of some soft, sappy love song play in the background. As he spins her, it hits him with stunning clarity why he asked her specifically instead of someone else, or why he asked her at all instead of going alone. He's falling for her. Of this, he's certain. More certain than he's been of a lot of things, actually. It sounds so ludicrous, this falling for the friend when neither was expecting it. But if he had a chance to think back on it at all, he'd probably acknowledge that it wasn't as sudden as he thinks. They've been friends for years, confidants for all the things they can't go to their other friends with. Safe havens for when things go so horribly awry that there's nothing either wants more than the other's company. She's the first person he thinks of when he wakes up in the morning, the last before he goes to sleep. She's pizza nights on the evenings neither of them work, phone calls on breaks between calls, and karaoke on Fridays. She's safe and secure and comforting in all the ways he hadn't imagined or thought possible. She's everything. Take a walk with me? She asks as the song fades out, tangling his hand with hers as he nods and guides him out of the venue and down a cobblestone path winding through the attached garden. Why did you ask me to come with you? Maddie asks as they walk through the rows of flowers illuminated by garden lights lining the pathway. Well, I know that for how much public proposals make you squirm, you do actually really enjoy weddings. He shoots her a grin that she doesn't return. I'm serious, Jim, she stresses. Because you're my friend, he states. Moments of silence follow, where he doesn't know what to say, or even how to say it if he did. And I like spending time with you. It's not even a lie, because they are friends, and friends help each other out when they need it. He almost tells her as much, that whatever this was that he could feel brewing between them was nothing more than two friends spending time together at a wedding, a favor that he would have to repay in due time. That all the glances and the secret smiles and inside jokes they've traded over the past few hours were just the friendship they'd built thus far, working as friendships were meant to. He shifts from foot to foot as she watches him. He can feel his heartbeat hammering in his chest, mind running 1,000 miles a minute, because while he wants to tell her how he feels, there's an undercurrent of fear trying to persuade him otherwise. He doesn't know if she feels the same, doesn't know if she's even felt the shift in energy between them that he can sense is simmering beneath the surface, a spark that could be coaxed to a flame. Though the only way to find out is to ask. Everything's better when you're around. I thought this would be too. He starts, stammering as he speaks until his voice finds its footing. I asked you because I wanted to spend time with you. And I think the more time I spent with you tonight, the more I realized how much more time I would like to spend with you overall. The more I think I've been wanting more with you. I know the feeling, she says softly, letting out a small laugh as she tucks a lock of hair behind her ear. I was worried you wouldn't feel the same, but That's how I feel about you, Howie. He lets out a relieved sigh as he cards a hand back through his hair.
I guess that really only leaves one question.
And what's that? Maddie asks.
May I have this dance?
He grins, broad and happy, as he reaches out to intertwine their hands and tug her to stand, pulling her close to his body and resting a hand at her waist. The smile she gives him is radiant as she loops her arms around his neck.
You can have as many as you'd like.
The end.